God will bless you. And this hour we greet one another with love and peace as the brothers and the sisters once again. And we come together to warm one another's hearts and to fulfill one another and to uphold the love of God within the hearts of each and every one of you. And so it is, we come to a moment which is prior to parting for a small time. But this parting is really a beginning to another phase of your teaching. And before you begin your phase of teaching, you must first rest and come to live with and understand more fully those things which we have discussed and sought the understanding of within our hearts. And so Marcello will say to you at the close of your day, go in peace and love, and rejoice at a task well done, for you have found the harmony and peace you have sought, and you have found the richness which will embrace your lives all of your days. For although you may not remember all of the words of Marcello, you will keep within your hearts the essence of all we have done, and you will find that you are becoming a changed person, and that you are looking at life through different eyes, and that you are embracing your fellow men with a warmer embrace, and in so doing you are upholding the law of God, a simple law which is to say, love ye one another and bless one another. But I will say also, this is very simple, to perform this task with one you love in any case. But the true fulfillment of this task is to embrace those who have stood outside your order, and you have found it difficult to understand and accept. These are the ones whom we must seek to embrace and to love. And so again, to the utmost, fulfill the law of God, and bless those who would hurt you, and love and forgive those who would do all manner of things against you. Love them and forgive them, and receive them into your being, and so fulfill the word of Christ when he taught these things. Love with thine enemies. Forgive them. Understand them. And fulfill your own self. And feel within your hearts the love of Christ move within. And touch your spirit. and then they reach in you and they cause you to become complete with these things in mind. I will now deal with your questions, Brother John.
What is the purpose of suffering?
Well, Maria Tante, the purpose of suffering, Brother John, is really very simple. Is to learn the true meaning of love. And to learn the true meaning of his sacrifice. And to understand, as a man has grown to understand, and as you have evolved to teach through the suffering of Christ, love was born on this earth and was seen for what it truly is. It is a manifestation of the Spirit of God within the Spirit of man. And if there is no suffering, how will the man come to know, how to understand, how to forgive, how to reconcile himself with the life around him, how to love, how to enjoy the benefits of his neighbor, how to understand the true hurt within the soul of a man. This is the purpose of his suffering. And it is for this reason Christ was ordained to suffer on the cross. But he did not only suffer on the cross. He suffered perhaps every day of his life. When he saw man destroying man, when he saw children starving and suffering, when he saw the mom and the woman mistreated, downtrodden, degraded and misunderstood and held in lowly estate, for he knew it. All these human beings upon this earth are equal in the sight of God. And that it is wrong for man to make separation of them and to downcast one and upraise another. He knew of this suffering. He knew of the suffering it caused within the hearts of those who were downtrodden and misused, who were deprived and many times insulted by the ego of others. And Christ would look upon them and he would suffer silently within. For he knew that this was his task, to undergo an ultimate suffering so that man and woman would truly understand that to suffer is in a sense to sacrifice yourself to love, to the need for love, to the want for love. And wherever there is suffering, however it is caused, by what means it is caused, there is only one source from which it comes. Man. And you may say, but what about the winds and the gales and the weather conditions. Man has learned, surely, in his long existence on this earth plane, to protect himself from such things as the elements. And one example I will give. If we take a journey to the lands far away from here, a place you know in the end, where people live on the flat countries, which they know are going to flood. And they know that the tempests will come and will destroy them. And still they will persist in doing this. And they have to persist in doing this. Because those who are governor of their country will not provide for them to live in a safe place. They will build townships at the foot of mountains. Well, they know that sometimes there is always the danger of a land falling upon them, or great snows crashing down when a warmer weather comes. But still, foolishly, they will put themselves in these places and will not protect themselves, ordained by man. The winds and the tempests were upon this earth long before man came upon it. And man was born to this earth and surely knew of those dangers which persisted. And simple though they were, the earliest of men realized and understood this. And so they would house themselves within the rocks, where no tempest could harm them, on high ground where no flood could touch them, deep into the rocks where no great gale could touch them. But now man, in his infinite wisdom, as he seems to think, will build frail abodes in dangerous places and brings upon himself his own suffering. Suffering, Brother John, creates in the hearts of men the need to be understood, and the need to be loved, and the need, above all things, for a manifestation of the brotherhood of man. We pray one day they will truly understand these things I have spoken of, and we'll come to identify the dangers which they place themselves into, believing they are making for themselves a better place on earth. Sometimes I have looked upon this earth plane, and we have seen this great mountainous building, one house upon another, upon another, upon another. And the higher he goes, the greater the danger. But man cannot believe this. Still he wants to go higher. In his folly and in his blindness. One simple example of this, Brother John. But I want you to consider your question. What is suffering? Suffering is the need to be loved and understood and protected. And and to come closer to the awareness of the love of God and the gentleness of God and of that great sacrifice that Christ made of himself in order to make these things known in the heart of men. Is this answer for your question, Brother John?
Yes, thank you, Brother. Do some sorrows incarnate on earth into a body of suffering to demonstrate the light of the other realm?
Si, come not. Si. Brother John, then. Those souls who incarnate into bodies of suffering on this earth do so because they want to reach God. They do so because they were never allowed to come into his kingdom in the first place. And they do not reincarnate through the will of God, but at their own will. For those who reincarnate in this way are those who walk in a fear created of their own living in a previous existence. To explain more clearly, Brother John, if one has transgressed here upon this earth plane, in whatever way, I have explained to you before, they cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven until they have cleansed themselves and purified themselves and corrected the vision of good and of love and of the fellowship of man and of the Holy Spirit. And so they walk in a level which is outside kingdom of heaven, or if you wish, on a lower plane. You understand this, Brother John?
Yes, I understand it, yes.
See. And it is while they are in this position that they must come to terms with who and what they are and why they are. And having done this, if their choice is made, that in order to correct those things they did in transgression of the law of God and the spirit of his love, then is his wish to return. It is not the will of the Father that he returns, but is by his grace that he is allowed to return. It is by the man's own will himself that he wishes to return. Do you understand this, Brother John?
Yes, okay.
Is the man's choice to return. It is God's grace by which he is allowed. But the Father will not order him to return. He will wait until he has come to the understanding of a need to return. And so you see, this is, I suppose you will say, a form of explanation concerning the reincarnation of a spirit upon this earth plane. It is not the will of God, but the grace of God. It is the will of man which seeks this exclusion from darkness by which he chooses to return and put right those things he has done wrong, or to fulfill his life to the degree by which he feels it necessary in order to enter into the Father's house and onto these planes of progression and evolvement, and free himself from the darkness he has created. Do you understand this now, Brother John?
Yes, thank you.
How many times will you hear of one who says, I believe I was reincarnated, and I believe that my previous life was such and such a thing. But always they are connected to lower understanding, sometimes with cruelty and wickedness towards their fellow beings, sometimes with greed and lust, and sometimes, so sadly, with offense against the child. But again, as I have said, he who has transgressed against the child, in whatever way, has he transgressed against God to the ultimate form. And he shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven until the Father has ordained it so, and only the Father. And should he ever return to these planes, he will again return many times, until your Father has deemed it so. He is, in our terms, or she is, forever damned and condemned to darkness until your Father has the same fit, and only the Father has the same fit, to return him to the light. You understand this, Brother John?
Yes.
Is this explanation for your question? Or is there something you feel I may have missed? Something you feel you may not quite wish to agree with myself?
Some people whom I've met with great suffering,
ecco,
seem to give out a very great light. Jesus Christ, I seem to gather from what you said that those who are here on earth and who inhabited the body of suffering, either by their own free will or by the genetical line of ancestry, you seem to infer that they are lower spirits.
But do not shout, they think.
Have I misunderstood you?
Those who are here suffering now, Brother John, and who have suffered in perhaps a lower plane prior to coming to this land, this plane, this world, have you made their own choice? And because they have created suffering in a previous life, they have had to come to this life again to experience the suffering themselves and to know its true meaning. And so, yes, of course, in their suffering, they surely will come to know the need for love and the love of Christ. And they will show and reflect in themselves in this lifetime a great love of God and a great love for the fellowship of Christ and man and a new realization. So you see, they have come into this earth and they have taken upon themselves a life of suffering in order to learn these things. So that now, when they return again, the Father will open his heart to them and his hands, and he will receive them as he would receive a prodigal son. My son, my child, has returned to the fold. He has come from darkness into light. And he has learned to suffer and to understand the true meaning of his suffering and the love of God and Christ. And the true meaning of the fellowship and the brotherhood of man. And the true value of reaching out in need and experiencing need and having this great desire in his heart to need his fellow man. Whereas in a previous life he created this need in others through those things he inflicted upon him, through his own lack of understanding, for whatever reason, for whatever evil. You understand this now, Brother
yes.
John? Is this to make it more clear for you now to
yes,
understand? So you see a reincarnate spirit, and there is surely a reincarnated spirit, but they are not reincarnated from the love of God. And they are not sent from the kingdom of heaven, nor from his planes. But they are sent from the planes of the darkness to relive again those things they themselves created, and to experience themselves, and to come to understand the suffering they caused, and the need for forgiveness, the need for the love of God, and the love of Christ, and above all, the need for their fellow men. Does this make you happy now, Brother John?
Yes, thank you.
I really suspect this makes all of you children happy. It is a topic which must be understood. And I will add to this, very occasionally, there is one who is a saint from the kingdoms of heaven. But they are not reincarnated in the sense of the word as you would understand it. They are reordained to continue a message, a particular task, and they have an ordained service to man to fulfill on behalf of God, the Father Almighty. And in such event as this, then it is by the will of God that they have come to bring love and light and understanding to this world. Because of their knowledge of this in the Father's kingdom, and because they serve him well, and because they are truly an emissary of his peace and love. You understand this also, Brother John?
Yes, indeed, thank you.
And is this understood by all of you children?
Yes.
So, having talked of these things, and having come to the understanding of them, shall we consider this subject to cease? For there is no more to say regarding these things. But there is a continued purpose among you all to ensure that your pathway into the realms is secure by the love you give, even to those who will harm you, and even to those whom you foolishly consider to be lesser than yourselves. For there is no such being, there is no man, no woman, who is lesser than his brother or his sister. Is this to make you happy now? Ecco, Venantio. Sì, grazie. Now, Brother John, talk with me again. What else will you ask?
The last question that the group wish to ask you, Marcello, has prayer any effect upon the condition, whether it's physical, mental or spiritual?
What do you consider as prayer, Brother John? Prayer is only a man-made word for talking with the only true friend he has. He's just a terminology for talking with God. And if you are a worthy one, or if you are even an unworthy one, still the Father will hear you to the same degree. More so, perhaps, in the case of an unworthy one, because it is his cause to lead them into light and cause them to understand. Pray as you call it, or communication with the Father, is the most powerful form of redemption there is upon earth. It is the most secure way to free the spirit. It is the most positive way of securing your own release from darkness into light. It is the perfect way to walk through your lifetime constantly mindful of the suffering upon this earth plane and of the need of those who suffer, for such as yourselves who have allowed the power of a communication with the Father to grow within your heart. And for those who cannot find the words upon their lips, you are the voice. And in a sense, through the power of love, you become the voice of God to those who cannot see nor hear. To understand. And when you give your counsel, and when you give words of upliftment and strength, words of comfort, words of peace, is this not an echo of the love of God? Is this not God speaking within you? Talking with his children in a way that they will understand and are not too afraid to accept. And all this, Brother John, and all the ability to perform those things that you perform are born within you and they grow within you. At such times when you enter into your chapel and you kneel in prayer in silence and in solitude, all alone with God, and you talk with him, and he will listen to you, and he will fill your heart with inspiration and peace, and comfort and reassurance, and guidance and counsel, so that when you stand before your congregation, are they listening to the Reverend John? Or are they listening to the voice of God within the Reverend John, crying out, do these things. Do them in the remembrance of Christ. Did not Christ say at his last supper, do these things in remembrance of me? Was he not saying, pray to the Father constantly? And in praying to the Father, receive into your being the power and the love of God, the gentleness of his grace, the stillness of his peace, the strength of his humility. All these beautiful gifts, Brother John, you receive into yourself when you kneel and pray to the Father. For the Father hears his children, and he knows what you have in need of even before you ask him. But he only wants a confirmation from you in your prayer, that you understand the need for this within yourself, and you voice this understanding with every prayer you make, every time you talk to this beautiful friend you have, a friend who is filled with an immovable love, who will listen with great patience to every word you say, and will register it with all the understanding that only God could have. This, Brother John, is the majesty of prayer. This is the strength of prayer. This is the beauty of knowing that the most evolved being known to man is a listening to him and a hearing him and a receiving him, blessing him and filling him with strength so beautiful and so gentle. And he, as you do, standing before your flock, and allow the voice of God to touch the hearts of those who come to you. And I want you, Brother John, when next you climb those steps into your pulpit, think of this. I am not going to talk to these children, but I am going to stand there and open my being and allow the voice of God to be heard among my brothers and my sisters. And I am blessed with the joy of being the channel and the instrument of God. In the same way as the instrument is being a channel and an instrument for myself, yours is a greater joy. For God will speak in your heart, and his voice will be heard in your words. And so it is, Brother John. A simple explanation for the power of prayer within man. For as you become an instrument of God when you pray, so it is with all men when they pray. And when they speak of the inspiration they receive in their praise, They do not speak with their own voice, nor yet with their own understanding. But they speak with the voice and the understanding of God. Is this understanding for you, Brother John?
Yes, thank you. It's a beautiful exposition of prayer
I've heard. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. I simply ask that you do not forget the words of Marcello. As you walk from your prayer to your altar place, and you walk into your pulpit, and you climb those few steps, that at the altar you have given yourself to the will of God, and you have offered yourself as a clean and adulterated spirit to His service. And as you walk from this altar to your pulpit, you are mindful of these things. And as you climb your steps, you are not just climbing and lifting your place and your person into a higher place so all can see you. You are lifting your spirit above your body, in order that it may be replaced by the Spirit and love of God. That through you, the voice and the love and the Spirit of God can be heard, and so fulfill the prayer St. Francis of Assisi offered. And this is what he meant when he said these words, which are so often repeated, so loosely and without meaning. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace and an instrument of thy love. Remember this, Brother John. And you will know and feel the Spirit of God move within you. And so answer for yourself the power of prayer. It is this that make you happy now. You have no further question for myself.
No, thank you.
I am sorry for Grisio, that I have taken him past his time this time. But we have allowed a little bit extra time because we want you to remember this night. We want you to remember all those things because, you see, there is not a thing I have said concerning the power of prayer that is not touched by the meaning of suffering. You understand this? Keep it in your hearts. Keep it in your being. And yours will be the power and the love and the peace and the glory of God, to live with and behold and uphold within your hearts. Take these on these weeks of absence so you will celebrate, and allow them to become a part of you. And remember, when you, each of you, speak words of love and comfort, and of upliftment, and of assurance, and of peace, you are fulfilling the true purpose of suffering among men. And you are removing in the course of the Spirit of God. And you are creating an assurance in his heart that he is his Son, Jesus the Christ, your Saviour and the mine, did not suffer in vain. God bless you. God bless you, my children. And I cried unto the Lord with a loud voice, Father, hear my supplication and receive me, and in the receiving of me, cleanse me from my transgression, and forgive me for those things I could not understand and therefore failed to pray for. These are the words of my teacher, Friar Alonso, who administered unto my monastery when I was upon earth. And as I heard the words of my brother Marcelo, I heard these words echo through my being once again. For this was a pure prayer. This was a pure cry to God. And Friar Alonso was a pure man who sought only to find God within himself, that he could take upon himself the sins of those he saw around him, and suffer those sins and bring them before the Father and receive redemption for them on their behalf. And is this not the purpose of man? To take upon his being an understanding of the sufferings of others through ignorance and fear, through blindness, and cleanse him and redeem him before God through his own example to his fellow men. And is this not your purpose also, my children? Is not simply to sit and learn, but practice those things you have learned, and go before your Father with a contrite heart, and pray for those who cannot pray for themselves, to be their voice, to be their redemption, to be the channel of their peace. For such are they who serve him. Did not Christ also take upon himself the sins of the world, and cleanse and purify them with his own, so that man could be forgiven of God and receive into his being through the forgiveness of God a cleansing and a new understanding? This also is your purpose, my children. when you give yourself to his service and to his love. Shall we now talk with the Father and receive of him? O Lord, our Heavenly Father, who art the great Redeemer of mankind, enlighten within us a sincere desire to redeem ourselves in thee, and to redeem those of our fellow beings who cannot see. To bless those, O Father, of thy flock who suffer, that they may receive into their hearts and into their spirit the love of thy grace and the peace of thine being and the spirit of Christ our Lord. Place upon these who have gathered before thee in peace and love a true understanding of thine majesty and power, and speak within their hearts, O Father, that they may hear and understand, that they may go forth into the wilderness of mankind and seek out those of thy lost children and redeem them into thy grace and return them into thy fold and to warm them with thy love. Ordain them, O Lord, with the true purpose of thy being, to serve man as thy Son served mankind, and to love man as thy Son loved mankind, and to heal man as thy Son healed mankind, and to lighten their darkness, O Lord, and through thy tender mercies beseech them to come unto thee, a true servant of thy peace. May the love of Jesus Christ our Lord, born in the image of the one true living God, rest, dwell and remain within your spirit through the progression of your being from one plane to the next. And may you evolve in his light and receive of his love and grow in his grace through the name and the love of the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, blessed Redeemer of all men. May his grace be upon you and remain within you, through the name and the love of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord, this day forth, and even forevermore. Amen. God bless you, my children.
God bless you.